The Hospice in the Weald annual Moonlight Walk is back, so time to join hundreds of other motivated people for a memorable evening of walking, socialising, music and memories. And I'm delighted to be joined by Lisa Browning, who's the Relationships Fundraising Manager at Hospice in the Weald, and Julia Jukes, who's a supporter of the Hospice. Ladies, welcome. It's great to see you both.
It's lovely to see
you.
So, Lisa, first of all, just for our listeners, really, who may not know about the Hospice in the Weald, could you quickly just give us a quick overview about it?
So all our services provide end-of-life palliative care for all the community in the West Kent and East Sussex area. All our care is provided free of charge. We are independent of the NHS. This year alone, we need to raise over £9 million to be there for everybody who needs us in the community.
That's a huge hurdle to climb, isn't it? How can people access your facilities?
You can call our main Pembrey number, which you can find on the website. And of course, there are information on our website, hospiceintheweald.org.uk, where you can find out all the information that you can possibly need on that website, from counselling, outreach support, to in-ward patient cares. Everything you find should be on the website.
It's a marvellous place. Okay, so we're going to take a short break and then we'll talk about the big event, which is happening very, very soon.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, so welcome back. I'm talking to Lisa Browning, Relationships Fundraising Manager at Hospice in the Weald, and Julia Jukes, who's a supporter of the Hospice, as they're about to embark on the big event, the Hospice in the Weald Moonlight Walk. Lisa, this is a big fundraiser for the Hospice, isn't it? I know it's a fun way to raise money because I was there last year to see it all happening. It's some amazing costumes and some very happy groups of people about to take on the walk. So similar format this year, or are we looking at something different?
Yeah, so something new and exciting this year. We have actually revamped all the routes. So they are brand new routes covering more in Knoll Park. We're joined by Penny Farthing Circus, who are going to be our lights performers at the end of the walk this year. So we'll have some beautiful entertainment to see our walkers across the finish line. But of course, we have our usual glass of bubbly at the finish line with lots of fruit stops and entertainment en route this year. Yeah, we're really excited to get going with it.
So, Julia, you were there last year, I believe.
I did the half marathon last year with my daughter, Charlotte.
My goodness, how long did that take you?
I think we were under 3 hours. I remember it was quite late when we got back. Yeah, my daughter was quite excited for a glass of Prosecco. It was so brilliant because just as we were heading up towards the finishing line, just all these lovely people ready to join us in the pavilion. It felt really special, actually. It was probably about 11:30, maybe 11:45 when we got back. But it was lovely and people cheered us along the way. We did the first 5 miles with my brother Michael and my niece Emily, and then my husband and my two sons just kept on popping up on the route. My husband would be there with mini chocolate bars to offer to people. And yeah, it felt like a really special thing to be part of.
Yeah. Did you see any wildlife while you were walking around the park? Because it is beautiful, Knoll Park, isn't it?
Yeah. Deer along the way. Yeah. It's just such a beautiful setting. Actually, Lisa, it's lovely to hear that more of it's going to be inside the park. I'm going to do the walk with my husband this year. We're going to do the half marathon again. My daughter's in the middle of her A-levels.
And your husband is?
Chris. Because he's happy to do it as long as he gets to wear Charlotte's rah-rah skirt from last year.
You will stand out from the crowd for sure. So what's your connection with the Hospice?
So my dad got very poorly last February in Tunbridge Wells Hospital, and it became apparent that we were nearing end of life. The palliative care team told us how wonderful hospice was, and I think within 3 days it was arranged for my dad to actually go to the Cottage Hospice, the one in East Sussex. I just can't tell you how much they did for us, because when we got to the Cottage Hospital, the staff scooped my dad off and took him to the room, and other members of staff scooped me up and gave me a cup of tea and allowed me to have a big cry and then said, "We've got your dad now." It was just wonderful. You know, you can't really describe it until you've been in there. It just felt full of love and warmth and kindness. We had such a laugh those final couple of days. It was so very special.
And I imagine, for the family, you're comforted to know that your father was so well cared for, took the pressure away from you. But they also cared for you, by the sound of it. The family was supported too.
They really, really did. They allowed me to bring in my dog so he could go and have a cuddle with my dad. And can I just tell you the other thing that they helped us with? My dad, I am quite partial to a glass of wine. So I said to the staff in the hospice, "Is he allowed wine?" They said, "He's allowed whatever he wants. It's fine." And then at one stage, I think lost the ability to suck any water through the straw. But when we gave him the wine, he regained that
He
ability.
found a way.
When he could no longer drink from a straw, they were so kind. They froze his Sauvignon Blanc and put it into ice chips so that it could be spooned into his mouth. And then just as his breathing had changed and we were aware that the end was imminent, he had a really dry mouth and they just gently sponged his Sauvignon Blanc around his mouth.
Oh.
And it was just perfect. It's exactly what he wanted. It was so kind.
Thanks for sharing that, Julia.
Amazing place. And I just don't think until you have experienced it that you can really imagine the kindness of the staff and how amazing the facilities are. Lisa was saying the fact that you don't pay for it.
So, but back to funding then, Lisa, the realities of it all and trying to raise all this money that the hospice needs. How much did you say it costs to run the hospice each year?
9 million pound to offer these services to our local community and fundraising events such as Moonlight Walk. We're so fortunate that we're being match funded again this year from the Freddie Green Trust. So for every pound that's fundraised, we'll be matched up to £75,000. And we were really fortunate to have that last year, hence why we raised over £140,000 last year, which is just incredible and so generous of them to do that.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully you can top that this year, hey? How many
Yeah.
walkers are you expecting? Or how many can you cope with? Is there an upper limit?
No, every year we tend to have around sort of the 500. It'd be lovely to have over 600 walkers with us this year.
Really, to emphasize, it is a very happy, fun evening. I've saw that for myself. It creates this lovely sense of togetherness and warmth and
Yeah.
fun, and lots of people dressing up, the dogs walking, as you said, even the dogs dressed up.
Yeah.
Now, if walking isn't possible, how else can people support or get involved?
Yep. So we're always after volunteers, cheer people en route. And there's lots of martial opportunities. We're looking for people to hand glasses of Prosecco out over the finish line. So yeah, absolutely. And if you can volunteer some time, then please do get in contact with us.
Okay. So, how do we do that? How do we register? What do we do? How do we get involved?
Onto our Hospice in the World site, that's hospiceintheworld.org.uk, and it'll take you directly to the Moonlight Walk page where you can register for the 4 mile, 8 mile, or the 13 mile routes.
And it's happening on Saturday, the 14th of June. So, not long to go now. Sevenoaks Rugby Club in Sevenoaks from 6 p.m. That's the Moonlight Walk with Hospice in the Weald. Well, Lisa and Julia, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both today. Best of luck with the event. I'm sure it's going to be a great success, as always.
Thank you, and
I'm
thank you for
sh
having us on.
No, you're welcome. I'm sure you'll raise much needed funds. Okay, thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.